NPR Music. This is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst.
And I hear a voice, but I don't see you. You're not in the studio with me. Jasmine, what's going on?
I'm in Mexico City, Felix. I'm sorry. I should have told you. I thought about leaving you a note.
Well, we need to let people know why you're there and what you're going to be doing, because it's very, very exciting.
So I'm in Mexico City just exploring great music. Mexico City is one of the Latin meccas of music. An industry insider told me the other day that if you want to make it in Latin music, you got to make it in Mexico. And, you know, I'm also doing other stories, culture stories, and different reports for NPR News.
And so one of the bands that you found while you were there in Mexico City is this one.
Yeah, ironically, it's an Argentine band, but they're based in Mexico City. This is Freak Stalers.
Okay, I still want to be a DJ when I grow up.
This features a roster of people who are on the label ZZK, who, you know, if you listen to Alt Latino, you know who we're talking about, because we're huge fans of this label. They're really taking the whole new cumbia and digital folk to another level.
And would you call that a collective, what they do there?
Yeah, it's a collective. ZZK, it's interesting because it started off as a nightclub in a really nice posh area of Buenos Aires, and they would hire all these DJs, like Chancha Vía Circuito. In fact, DJ Chancha Vía Circuito, his name, he's named after a train which would take him from his home in the outskirts of Buenos Aires to the very posh nightclub. And so they would hire that. And eventually, like, the music they were playing was so good that they just started this collective, like this music collective.
We've stacked the show with a lot of sound-rich textures at the top, a lot of instrumentals. So we're going to play another band that I'm very fond of, Tremor.
This is the song Huella, or how would you say Huella?
Fingerprint.
Imprint?
Fingerprint.
Well, it doesn't have to be finger.
Okay.
You can leave a Huella with your feet or with your butt.
Okay.
Depending.
Okay. All right. Let's stop right there with the body parts. Let's hear the song. I have to say that as a musician, I'm envious of these ZZK musicians because I would never be able to think of something as beautiful but so significantly sound rich as that. You know what I mean? There is so much going on. There's tradition, there's experiments, there's a wide musical vision, there's simplicity. It's all of that stuff, and it's so damn good.
Yeah, and the singer also adds that touch. Micaela Chaque is her name. Of the ZZK crew, Tremor is like, it's kind of like the most experimental and abstract. I mean, you have like club kids, like Freak Stalers. They do really good like club music. And Chancha Vida Circuito is just very mellow and thought-provoking.
Very, very a folk too, very indigenous.
Yeah, and I feel like Tremor is the most experimental. They're kind of like... that crazy cousin you invite to your barbecue.
But he's always the favorite, man.
Yeah. Why do you say that? Are you the cousin? Yes. Are you the crazy cousin?
I've been called that, the crazy uncle, but let's move past that. I really like that track. That was very nice.
Very Andean. The string instruments have that very Andean feel.
So from the experimental to the more party atmosphere, we're going to move over to some cumbia with Los Angeles Azules.
Felix, a few shows ago, I told you the story of a cumbia band from Mexico called Los Angeles Azules.
Yes.
And, you know, the story is that they're kind of, you know, they're very cheesy cumbia. I mean, to some, they're an institution, for sure. And how they were signed up to play at the Festival Vive Latino, which is really one of the biggest festivals in Latin America for rock and hip hop. And, you know, everyone was kind of like, what? And, you know, they themselves have said that they were a little bit scared. One of the musicians, I love this quote, said that somebody in his own family said, please don't go up on that stage. Someone's going to kill you. And what happened is that all these really well-known musicians from Mexico kind of took the stage with them, from Carla Morrison to Toy Selecta, Camilo Lara, then Kinky, which collaborated on this song, ¿Cómo te voy a olvidar? Presentando a Los Ángeles Azules.
Olvidarte, si todo me recuerda a ti, todas partes. Estás tú. Si en una rosa estás tú, si en cada respirar estás tú, ¿cómo te voy a olvidar? ¿Cómo te voy a olvidar? Si besando la cruz estás tú, rezando una oración estás tú, ¿cómo te voy a olvidar? ¿Cómo te voy a olvidar?
Si te clavaste,
te clavaste
aquí en mi corazón. Sangre,
sangre
corre por mis venas,
por mis venas.
Y mi sangre
me
hace estremecer
contigo.
That was a fascinating collaboration, because if you don't remember what the band sounded like when we played them originally, it's a very straight ahead cumbia band. It's
right?
Something that
yeah.
There are no frills, there are no extra special thing. It's a straight ahead, maybe the kind of cumbia that your mother and father would dance to. Okay, it's just like it's an old school cumbia band, but the way that Kinky kind of draped themselves over their original sound on this track, I thought was fascinating.
Well, yeah, I like that it's like it really is a collaboration. Like, it's not, you know, Kinky on Los Angeles Azules' track.
Right.
It's a real fusion. So are you going to ask me if I'm getting more into ranchera music?
Well, you know, I like the little banda thing at the end that they kind of threw in there, but I guess I have to ask you, if you're in Mexico, what are you discovering? Are you finding more of a passion for rancheras? And
how do I say this so that I don't get punched in the face when I walk out of here? I'm definitely acquiring a tolerance.
For?
Oh, I'm getting it, and you know what I'm getting too? I'm getting, now living here, that there's good ranchera and there's really bad cheesy ranchera. And the really bad cheesy stuff is sometimes what makes it onto commercial radio in the U.S.
Yeah.
Would you agree with me?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So I'll jump into a taxi, and the guy will be playing some real raw, you know, pirate tape ranchera, and I'll be like, oh, I get that. Okay.
It really is a soundtrack there. And even though that music is you know, can be from the northern part of the country, I mean, it's the soundtrack for the entire country.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Okay, we'll keep an eye on that. We'll keep an eye on that. We're going to go back into some more cumbia now. I brought a track today from a group from Chile called Chico Trujillo. Their new album's called Gran Pecador.
They played here recently.
Did they really?
In Mexico City. Yeah.
These guys, they are so good. They're great.
They're so good.
Great cumbia band. This track is from their new album. Like I said, it's called Caleta Vargas. We'll be right back.
Okay, what's next?
This is a band called Ocho de Bastos. And they
I've seen them.
Yeah, they're a damn good band, and they're from here in Washington, D.C. The album is called Ocho de Bastos. It was released here late summer. This is called Pedirte Más. About 4 or 5 years ago, I answered an ad in the Washington City paper. This guy was starting a Latin rock band, and we could never coordinate the rehearsal times, my time and his time and the band's time. And I wonder if this is the band. I can't remember now, because I would really be disappointed if I wasn't able to be
like
part of
it. Are you like that guy? You know about that guy who was in the initial Rolling Stones lineup, and then he was like, I can't. This is going nowhere. And yeah. He went off to like sell hot dogs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. This is Ocho de Bastos. And really, honestly, I wonder if this is the band, because these guys are very good. We'll never know.
Or we will, because they'll write in.
We're going to move on to another great Latin band, another great Latin artist from, of all places, Columbus, Ohio. Check this out. This is Enrique Infante, and the album's called Canciones Ajenas. And this is called La Negra Soledad.
Qué bonito. Vétale todo, eso. Así. banda le dieron a la negra, oiga usted, y muy sabrosamente ella se puso a bailar. Que esto no le dé a usted sorpresa cuando la vea por las calles al pasar. Dicen que el dolor ya no le afecta, que está bailando para liberar. Que en la soledad ella está con estás morenita, Yonki Vera,
toma,
Yonki Vera, Yonki Vera, Yonki Vera, aquí estás, toma negra, Yonki Vera. A todo le dieron a la negra, oiga usted, y soledad nunca se sintió avergonzada.
¿Para qué?
Pues ella cura todas sus penas,
eso sí,
bailando de la noche hasta la madrugada. Y si los problemas no te dejan, haz como ella, nunca está cansada. Siempre que puedas da la cara, la tengas negra o la tengas colorada. Yonki Vera, Yonki Vera, ya estás morenita. Toma negra, Yonki Vera, 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 Yonki Vera. Así, mi negra soledad. Estás morenita,
pa' que los males hoy se vayan de aquí para allá.
Yonki Vera, ya estás, toma negra.
Yonki, pa' que te quites la camisa de tu gran seriedad.
Yonki Vera, ya estás, toma mientras.
Ay, pa' que te alejes un rato de la realidad.
Yonki Vera, Yonki Vera, Yonki Vera, Yonki Vera, Yonki Vera.
Así es, baila rico,
sigue pa'lante,
no te des por vencida, negra,
continúa,
nunca, mi querida, sigue pa'lante,
así, sigue así, luchando,
bueno, hay que reír,
batallando,
hay que reír,
pelear,
así,
por tu bienestar,
vamos,
vida.
We have one of your tracks next.
Oh, Camila Moreno. This is Te Quise, or I Loved You.
Te quise entero, te quise con todo y tu frialdad. Soy ya no estaba pensando. Te quise entero, en serio, tan serio, tan grave además, el día.
That was stunning.
She's stunning. That's Camila Moreno from Chile. That's a song, Te Quise. It's the third single from the album Banal. And, you know, she's a very political singer. Of all the political singers out there right now in Latin America, she's just my favorite new artist. But it's really cool to also hear her do a track that it's about love, I guess, about a relationship that didn't work. She's singing I loved you and it didn't work. But even when she does a song, she's such a brilliant lyricist. Even when she does a song about love, it's just so much more profound and deep than most love songs. She's really talking about the nuances of loving someone, and it's just not enough. The love is just not enough. And speaking of love, I just keep wondering why she's not getting the love she deserves in the U.S. because I just think she's one of the most exciting new artists coming out of Latin America and of Chile, you know?
It's very tricky to try to move over here and you know, establish yourself here without the proper support, you know, as we've seen with a lot of musicians.
You know, and another thing that this just reminds me of, we always like to have very linguistic and cultural conversations. I've always been really fascinated by the difference between te quiero and te amo. And I think she explores that nuance a little bit. You know, in the Spanish language, you often say to someone, te quiero mucho, mi amor, te quiero. And then you say, te amo. And te quiero literally means, I want you.
Mm-hmm.
And te amo means, I love you. And I don't know, they feel sometimes very interchangeable in Espanol.
I've always considered them interchangeable. And
yeah, but in English, you say, I love you.
Well, I understand you love this next track.
I love it. I want it. No, okay. I love it.
Bancos de peces, mares de ideas, mundos de ultramar. Mares y océanos, mares de ideas, besos de ultramar. mundos y océanos, mares de ideas, mundos de ultramar. Mares y océanos, piedras aladas, peces en extinción.
Y es igual a
las cabales de hielo
de Colombia,
vaya en el coral.
Y es igual a
las cabales
de hielo
de Colombia,
vaya en el coral.
Y es igual a
las cabales
de hielo
de Colombia, vaya
en el coral.
Y es igual a
las cabales de hielo
de Colombia.
Mares y océanos, piedras saladas,
pesos en extramar.
Mares y océanos, piedras saladas,
pesos en extramar.
Y es igual a
los océanos,
piedras saladas,
lo de
colores,
valga en el coral.
Y es igual
a los
océanos,
so Felix, that was a band called Silva de Alegría. Now, do you remember a few years ago in New York at the Latin Alternative Music Conference, we saw a band, a Mexican band called Furland.
Yes.
Remember?
Yes, the young guys.
They were rocking out like really young kids. So one of the first bands I saw when I got here to Mexico is this band called Silva de Alegría, which is led by the frontman of Furland.
The guitar player?
Yeah, no, the dude that plays the banjo and the harmonica and sings.
You know what? We just saw him in another band. When who was he with at LAMC? I just saw him because I saw him at one of the performances.
Oh, he was there. I didn't know he was there with a band.
And no, he's played with a band one night, and I don't remember which band, but I remember seeing him in the lobby of the hotel too. And you know, and I gotta say, you're gonna tease me, but you know.
No, never.
The way, because I saw him play banjo on Furland. He has a lot of, he plays guitar, and he's like really into these stringed instruments and really into his music. And after hearing this, you know, the vocal, the canon, the way he just kind of put one voice over another, you know, I'm going to go there. He reminds me of early Jerry Garcia, believe it or not, because Jerry Garcia played banjo. He plays still guitar. He plays guitar. He was really into folk music. And that's what this young guy reminded me of, believe it or not.
No, I believe that's what it reminded you of.
Very, very early. I mean, the dead have the folk music roots. And that's what he reminds me of, because he's obviously really interested in, like, when he adapted that banjo sound to that modern rock sound and still sounded kind of Mexican in a way.
He's great. Yeah, like, all jokes aside, talented. He's very talented. That's Silva de Alegría. Now, Felix, we're going to end the show with a bang. Are you ready?
I think so.
First, let's listen to an artist. You might have heard of him. His name is Rubén Blades.
A few times. Okay, Jasmine, as much as I'd love to hear the entire song, why are we playing that one? What are you going to play next?
Because a fellow Panamanians, with the rap duo Los Racas, they were inspired to do a song which is also called Camaleón.
ese tema, ja, se la pasan con la celadera y después andan llenándose los ojos con la boca llena.
We should say that we saw Los Racas in at the last Latin Alternative Music Conference, and Rubén Blades was there. And Felix, can I can I tell the really funny photograph story that you have? Yeah. So Felix is a huge, how big of a Rubén Blades fan?
I've been a fan of his since back in the Fania days. Just a very big fan.
So Felix finally gets a chance to take a picture with Rubén Blades.
Well, I was chasing him down to give him my business card so that we can invite him for a guest DJ. And I never see him anywhere, but he was there, and there were throngs of people around him. So I literally, he walked, as soon as he was done with the panel that he was on, he walked through this corridor of back hallways, and before we knew it, we were on the street right there in New York, right in front of Penn Station.
And people went crazy.
And then even
huge in New York.
And then even more people were stopping him, hey, Rubén, blah, 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 taking pictures. And I'm still trying to, I want to get his attention just for a second so that we make eye contact, and I put my card in his hand, right?
And then what happened?
And then all of a sudden, Los Racas and their manager, they just like, and I love the guys. I love Los Racas.
No, they're really, I have very to say, nice they're guys. Really nice.
Very nice
very
guys.
Very sweet guys.
And but then some manager or something just pulls them and says, hey, Rubén, you got to take a picture. And so all of a sudden, they're taking a picture.
Wait, so there's this picture, right, of Los Racas with Rubén Blades. And in the corner is like the angriest looking Felix ever. It's like you photobombed the shot. And I showed the picture, just so everyone knows it's all good. I showed the picture to Racadun.
Right.
And to one of Los Racas. And he started laughing hysterically. Because Felix is like pouting in a corner of the photograph.
God, it was so funny. Great. It was so funny.
I'm going to try and upload that.
Yeah, maybe we can post that. Because it was pretty funny. We had a good laugh on it. Dice me afecta, cadena perpetua, merece manes como tú que nunca respeta. Yo vine, puse mi tiempo y fue fino. Ahora tengo muchos enemigos, hasta mi vecino. Habla mal de mí con su vecino, creen como si fuera su marido. Y nada yo les pido, pero que me apoyen como hijos. Y siempre me forman un remolino. As much as I hate to talk over the song, we do have to end the show today because we're jam-packed.
Well, did you like it at least?
I did like it. I really like what they did with it. I like the homage they paid to Rubén Blades. But also they did their own thing. And if you're bothered by the fact that we're talking over this song, you can hear it in its entirety on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. That's NPR's Alt Latino.
And the music never stops on Alt Latino Radio at npr.org/music. Jasmine, you're not here. Please be careful. Try not to have too much fun.
Well, I can't promise that.
Okay, all right. Okay. I'll try to hold things down here while you're away. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst. I'm Pinche Jasmine Garst.
You're welcome to Mexico.
This has been Alt Latino.